Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell with our man Abe Gordon filling in for Carl today. Carl got the day off, so Abe and I have not argued. I haven't thrown anything at him. It's been a delightful afternoon. Oren pushing the buttons. We got Day-Day tonight. He'll be holding it down for the high school football scoreboard show. So catch that and keep track of what's happening with Friday Night Lights. We like to start every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. We talked with Steve Coonan, and that is no baloney. I wasn't blowing smoke. They did poll a bunch of Hawks, a bunch of general managers around the league who felt the Hawks' moves were the best, which is kind of interesting. We've, I more than Carl, have killed our GM with the Falcons over the years. I'm seeing things happening now with the guys we've drafted, especially on the defensive side, right? Especially the last 2 years. And we're going to need these guys against Buffalo on Monday night.
Look, when I look at all of the teams, right, and anytime a team has expectations, has built up expectations, and something happens, it comes up short, I think it's fair to criticize and question what's been going on. And quite frankly, we were all right there when the Hawks were one stepped ankle away from potentially making the NBA Finals. They hadn't improved. They've gotten worse year by year by year. I think criticism of what's been going on there from a head coach perspective or the GM perspective has been fair. We're excited again, and you want to credit the guy, and hopefully he's right, and hopefully we're right. Same thing about the Falcons. I think there are a lot of times I've been questioning the GM and the head coach and what's going on there. Look at what the defense is doing right now. A lot of it because of rookie impacts up front and rookie impacts on the back end. Credit where credit is due. Hopefully it holds up.
We know the injuries have been an issue, especially on special teams. Not necessarily guys that are household names, but Nathan Carter. I know you guys right. Do know Kadarrell Hodge because he's a Pro Bowler. He was limited today's practice. Natron Brooks still dealing with a concussion. But these are guys that do the dirty work on special teams. We asked Coach Raheem Morris about it yesterday. He says, indeed, we're right. He knows it. And Marquise Williams knows that special teams have got to be better. You can't be setting up Josh Allen in that offense at the friggin' 45-yard line. So that's got to tighten up. The good news on the injury report is A.J. Terrell was limited, but he told the media yesterday he feels 100%. So, again, just being safe with that. Don't think we're going to see Darnell Mooney. He didn't participate. That hamstring is still thing. And Clark Phillips out with a tricep. So you're pretty much healthy where it matters with A.J. Terrell. We know that Pitts can be a bigger weapon. You and I talked about it earlier. Everyone agrees. We want to see a healthy dose of Kyle Pitts. He jumped in the studio with us yesterday up at a Flowery Branch. And Carl and I, it's funny, we said this, Abe. I think because of social media and how some people feel life is like a telephone game, like, ooh, he said something bad. They're like, oh, I can't believe Kyle Pitts talks to you guys. He's an adult. He's a great player.
He just, nothing you've said has been personal either. These have been professional discussions.
And that's it. We have folks out there. And again, you root how you root. Some guys are fanboys. Some guys are just, you know, they take it objectively, as Kyle does. And as we said, we've talked about the things beyond his control, the injuries, the bad quarterback play. That's certainly not on him. And then last year, Kirk Cousins dealing with his situation where the wheels came off. I saw Kirk yesterday, by the way. We made nice. But as far as Pitts, I want to see more of it because he's been so dynamic. Well, he jumped in the studio. First things first, because I had to break Carl's balls, I had to ask him about being there on the sideline in Gainesville to watch Texas take it in the shorts.
Oh, so much, so much. And Bijan will be in some nice Florida blue and orange tomorrow. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Man. Oh, I hate it. I just hate it. I will say this, man. Y'all were physical. It was a different looking Florida team that showed up last week, yeah. For real. And, you know, big shout out, man. Give y'all credit for that one. I know.
Appreciate it.
B's got to wear the gear. Kyle Pitts is with us, man. And look, Kyle, we've been talking about it, talking about this with you for even through last season.
Right.
I don't know if your usage is up or if it's just you're taking advantage of the opportunities. Bro, you're not dropping balls. Every time they're throwing you the rock, you're like, yo, it's mine. Mm. And I think we are recognizing that with you out on the field. Is there something to that? Is there something there with the usage and you and how they're using you? Or is this just, look, I'm doing my job?
Yeah, I would just say just doing my job, taking advantage of every opportunity given and, you know, making the most of it and getting vertical as quick as I can and, you know, trying to get to the end zone.
Because we said it at camp when we interviewed you, we said, man, were your ears burning? Because, man, talking Kyle Pitts gives us a lot of content. Because, you know, we've talked about your amazing start, pro bowler as a rookie. The knee gave you some trouble. And we always felt, and talking to Arthur Smith at the time, that, you know, it was kind of limiting what you wanted to do. And it just seems this year, every time I watch you in the stands, you're open. You're doing the work when they ask you to do the blocking. It just seems like it's – and if some people say, oh, he's in a contract year. You want to stay here, by the way?
100%. I definitely don't want to move. I love this team. I love the city. And, you know, I love this organization. And it's a very much family environment.
And we love the fact when the season started, the first press conference at camp is Michael Penix Jr. saying, hey, man, we got KP the ball. So is that something, the relationship you forged with him?
I didn't know he was going to say that for sure. That definitely caught me off guard. But
really?
That's great, though. That's my guy. And just each week just trying to put reps on tape and just between me and him and you know, trying to be the best asset I can to this offense.
Kyle, did you – I mean, we're, what, 5, 6, 7 weeks in the season now. But did you work on specific routes or how you ran them? Or are you running them differently? What's the success for you to be as open as you are, it seems like now, than maybe before? Or was that a factor of you being not 100%?
No, I was always 100. Just, you know, different elements in the game of, you know, what's going on. But definitely just you train every route like, you know, you're going to catch it. So it's not, you know, training one route and indifferent another.
What'd you do during the bye week?
I just chill. I play a little golf and then went to Gainesville.
Right. Well, you got the kid, you got the family, so yep. you were down there for the game?
I was. That was great. It was time well spent.
Man.
Good win. The swamp was lovely. I got to see some old faces and, you know, like I said, it's just
right.
Bijan thought it was just going to be a boat race. I'm pretty sure.
Seems like Lagway had some healthy weapons. Lagway looked great, too, in that game.
100%. And I'm eager to see what they do this week. And then Georgia's coming up. So
Feel Texas is overrated? Wait a minute.
I won't go that far. They got some dudes.
Thank you. Why are you just trying to rub this in right now with KP up in
slick.
Here?
That was real slick.
It was. You saw that? He was like, oh, by the way, don't you think they're overrated?
I won't go overrated.
No, man, it's not even that. Look, it's the SEC, man. You know. Right. I mean, it's a tough deal, man. It's not the NFL, but it's pretty damn close. Kyle Pitts joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell us about the Bills, man. Man, look, we built some momentum against the Commanders. Good game. Offensively, I thought one of our best games so far. And we really rebounded, Kyle, from the Carolina situation, which I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. What about the Bills on Monday night? Tell us what we got to do offensively. What are you guys talking about, man?
Just making sure we keep our execution high. It's about us and just taking care of the ball, no turnovers. And, you know, we get our opportunities, you know, to take advantage of them.
We talked about extra juice for Sunday night. As a kid, you watch Monday Night Football. So, yeah, Elmore Butterflies just psyched to be a national audience to start off?
Nah, man. That just means everybody's watching.
Right.
So, big-time players make big-time plays. And I think, you know, we'll not rise to the occasion, but just, you know, do what we've been doing and do what we need to do.
You feel they're calling your number more in the red zone?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It seems like it.
I want to say more or less.
All right.
He's like,
we're working on him. Nah, we're working on him, listeners.
I know. It almost came out right there. It's like,
because we always say the whole story was, you know, and I know you know the hype, and when we talk about it, guys, like, it's not his fault he was drafted fourth overall. But I mean, you know, this expectation, it just seems like this year it's everything it was in the first season. And is that just is Zach more comfortable, you think, with your role in this team?
I'll say just as an offense in general, and you know, Mike being the head of the ship and just following behind him and rally behind him. That's the most important thing, and you know, being there for him when he needs us.
Yeah.
We're talking with Kyle Pitts, guys. Getting ready for the Bills on Monday night. Offensively, this team, can you explain like how it can look so bad 1 week and then so much better the next? I mean, obviously you guys want to burn that tape from Carolina. Like I said, I've forgotten about it. But it looked like a completely different offense against the Commanders.
I mean, it's the NFL. You're going to have your highs and your lows. You're going to have some weeks where – you know, a team might get the best of you, or, you know, you have some games where people think, you know, we won't beat certain people, or, you know, how that goes. But
yeah,
you just flush it, move on to the next week, and, you know that you have 13 more.
Right on. So what's your handicap now on a golf course?
if I'm gambling, I'm probably about 13.
Okay. Okay.
But if you just head up, we played at about 11, 10.
Okay. How far are you hitting it?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
I'm going to say around there, 290.
Okay.
Oh, that's real good. No, you're doing work.
Yeah, I can play a little bit. I can play a little bit.
I see that. All right.
Play a little bit.
You're getting into people's pockets, I see.
That's what I say. I need them strokes. I need scramble tournaments and different things like that.
Sandbagging his handicap, man. Like a pro over here.
What's your putter like, bro? What's your putter like?
Well, I'm two-putting on that green.
Oh, really?
Yes,
you're two-putting?
Yes, yeah.
Wow. I love it. Look at Kyle. He's like, yeah. That's, you know what? We've seen a lot of guys hit the ball a long way. Can't putt to save their life.
Oh, no. Driving for sure.
Right, putt for dough.
You see, you know, man.
Kyle, before we let you go, man, as we talk about this Falcon team, what's your sense, man? What do you feel? Because this defense is playing really well, man. All the young cats are playing well. Xavier, I mean, all up and down. Jalen, all these guys are really stepping up. Well, what's your sense with this team? You know, you start feeling like, okay, we might have something, but even though we hadn't hit our stride yet, what's your sense?
Yeah, definitely our continuity is rising each week, and everyone's like definitely more tighter to each other, you know, in between offense, defense, special teams. We hang out a lot, so just playing for one another is, you know, one of the biggest things, and, you know, just kind of embracing it and, you know, trying to get as many wins as we can.
All right, cool. Man. Well, we wish you nothing but the best.
Appreciate
good luck.
You, thanks for coming
thank
on.
All right, put one in that end zone, bro. Get that Dukes of Bell bounce on Monday night.
There you go. There
you
go.
Red zone weapon, baby.
All right.
Always good times. Catch up with Kyle Pitts from yesterday, guys. The only radio station at Flowery Branch, live with the coach and the star players. This hour brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Abe is in for Carl. We got one quote from Raheem Morris from our conversation yesterday. We were talking about everything we said with Sal Carpaccio. That is not the meat, the Carpaccio's Carpaccio, but he joined us from WGR in Buffalo, and what they thought about us and how they can try to, you know, stop what we do, stop the run. It all starts and ends with getting Josh Allen on the ground and keeping him from being a big playmaker. Here's Coach Ron, a team effort to do that.
I think it's just a team game, you know, when it comes to that. Like, when we talk about the whole front seven, they got to rush with vision and violence. They got to make sure Josh can't take over the game and do the special things that he's able to do. But it also trickles into the back end, right? You got to cover longer. You got to stay connected. You got to find ways to plaster when it's required. You got to find ways to make yourself be available to make plays when the opportunity presents itself. And all of those things matter. Field position matter. That kicks in the special teams. That kicks in our offense with their time of possession. All of those things come into play. Like, this is the ultimate complimentary football game when you got to beat a really good football team like we're about to play.
Mike, we've talked about this before with other mobile quarterbacks, and I know Josh Allen sometimes runs it a little bit differently than some of those other guys. We've also had the discussion, though, here in Atlanta about sacks and how often you can get a quarterback on the ground. This is one of those games where I'm like, man, in my head, I just don't care how many sacks we get, specifically as opposed to if you rush, and I know it's a lot easier said than done, don't get out of your lanes, don't open something up. If you don't get the sack, that's okay. Maybe you force a throwaway. Maybe you force a tip ball. What you can't do is get pushed up the field or slide to a side and Allen sees an opening. And I just wonder if you rush with the intent of, we may not even get the sack, but we're not letting this guy go anywhere at the same time.
I mean, the Bucks. That's sacks, not sex. We said in the Bucks game, yeah, that sounds great. And we did that for much of the game. We got him off the field. And when you needed him, get him on the ground.
Tough to do.
He got off. He wriggled away from a Caden Ellis sack, and he beat us. That's what you don't want to see happen. In your mind's eye, you could see that happening with Josh Allen because he's built like a defensive end. I mean, he's bigger than Jalen Walker, who's trying to grab him. But this is where I think I said to you to start the show, James Pierce Jr. Time for Leonard Floyd to step up. Time for Floyd to, you know, kind of be the guy we thought he was going to be, you know, this year. I know he's getting to the end of, you know, the finish line's coming up on the career, but I need him to be that dude. And how aggressive is Ulbrich? Or as you said, just stay in your lane and don't allow him to do those things. But the front seven, it's key. AJ Terrell is back. How much man-to-man do we run?
Well, I was going to ask, who calls the Kincaid assignment? Is that a Divine Diablo thing? Is that one of the safeties?
I think that's Jesse Bates.
One of the safeties, yeah.
I think it's Jesse, but I mean, it could be Divine Diablo because he's an oversized safety. But that's a great question. We'll be talking more about it, guys. Special Dukes and Bell coming up 11 to 3. We want your sacks. We'll be hanging out at Signia at Nest on the fourth floor. Randy McMichael, my boy. Randy McMichael, hanging out with Carl and I. Andy's a part of the pregame show. So join the party, and man, it's going to be epic, man. Said to Abe, so weird not having Falcons two Sundays in a row. I need it. We'll come back. Some monster, NFL games are big, but there's some monster college games. We'll go through all of them, and we said it. Steve's not scared. That's Steve Coonan. A lot of Georgia fans are a little nervous about the trip down 85. It's a scary game against the Tigers. Tech has got some new duds for the Virginia Tech Hokies. We'll tell you all about it coming up on Dukes and Bell with Abe and for Carl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.